Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yitzchok Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. We're kind of a little bit on a chesed tack right now, so we're going to continue with the flow. Famous medrash. What is the significant lesson of Megillas Rus, of the Megillah that we read, the story of Ruth? We read it on Shavuos. If it's part of the official organization of the written Torah, why is it so special? And the Medrash has a fascinating language. It doesn't talk about purity or impurity. It doesn't talk about prohibited things. It doesn't talk about permitted things. Why is it written? And the Medrash says it's to teach you how much reward comes to people who do kindness. In light of what we've been talking about the past couple of days, it's quite appropriate that we read it on Shavuos to convey this message of how key kindness is to the Torah lifestyle. There is a very famous reason we read it on Shavuos. Shavuos was the Yortzeit, was the date of passing of David HaMelech, of King David, who descended from Rus. So it's apropos that we read Megillas Rus. But there's also this lesson. And we could focus on a lot of different aspects of chesed, of kindness, within the story of Rus. I just would like to focus on one today, which is a very interesting medrash. You know, there's an idea that a person's name says a lot about who they are. And so the Medrash says, we know the story that that Naomi had two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Rus. Her two sons passed away. She was left with these two daughters-in-law. There's a lot of discussion, but just for the purposes of simplicity, let's just say that they didn't have to stay with the Jewish people. They could have turned their back and gone back to their own nations. Rus was from the nation of Moab. And Naomi said, you really don't have to stay with me. And Orpah left, and Rus stayed. And the Medrash says there's a great significance in their names. Orpah, Oref, is the back of one's neck. And Orpah turned away from Naomi. She showed her the back of her neck, so to say. And Rus, you could see the connection between Rus and the word ro'eh, or ro'asa, which is to see. She saw the words of her mother-in-law, and she decided to stay with her. And Reb Chaim Friedlander has such a beautiful idea. He says, that simple word of seeing is in many ways the key to being a person of kindness. The vast majority of us, if we received a call that someone tells us, you know, we need someone to visit person X in the hospital, we need someone to bring person X something, and most of us, if we're able to do it, if we have time, we're kind individuals, we'll do it. The question is, how many people see? Rus looked at the situation and said, it's wrong for me to leave my mother-in-law alone. I'm going to stay with her. How many of us look at our neighbors and reflect, I wonder if they need something right now? How many of us, when we know someone in need, call up and say, let me know if there's anything I can do? Just ask yourself a question for a moment. When was the last time someone asked if there's anything they can do and you said, well, actually, there is? It's become almost a cliche. It's a very nice gesture. It's a way of showing concern. But it's also essentially, like, if you ask me to do something, I'll do it. But we don't like asking people to do things. But what if you think about what the person must need? Just to give a classic example, let's say you know a person who has a lot of difficult things going on in their lives, and you realize, wow, to just take the basic time to go grocery shopping must be complicated. So if you call them up and say, if you need anything, let me know, what are the odds they'll ask you to go shopping for them? Maybe they will, most of us won't. Let's say you're about to go grocery shopping, and you call them up and say, you know, I'm going to the market anyway. Can I pick something up for you? That's not only a willingness to do kindness, that's seeing the needs of the person. If we would only look each other in the eye a little bit, if we actually care about each other, you can see sometimes there are people who normally have a certain bounce to their step who don't have it on a given day. I wonder what must be going wrong with that person. Of course, you have to watch yourself not to go over certain boundaries. But this is part of what it is to be a chesed, a lesson that we learn even from Rus's name, according to the Medrash, according to this idea from Chaim Friedlander. to look at the situation, to see. If we see, we become true people of chesed. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.